My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Division win is the best thing. That's the easiest way to get to the playoffs. Not to say that we're looking for easy ways to get there, but our objective every year, you know, win the division. Win the division first, and then we'll finish the rest. If you win your division, that's your way to punch that ticket into the playoffs.
Deion Dawkins, he knows a lot. The Bills 2-0, 1-0 in the AFC East. Next up, Jacksonville a week from Monday night at home. Then it's three straight road games at the Ravens, Houston, and the Jets. Jets will be interesting Sunday because right now, especially compared with, and again, this is me anyway, not everybody, but the sort of preseason vibes and analysis, we know the Jets, the Dolphins, two very tough competitors. The Dolphins looked completely not on. I think that's the, it's 12 out of 13. I think that's the worst one last night of all the Bills wins over them. Not close, at home, just perfect setup. All the Bills changes, not in the same league.
And compounded by losing your quarterback and on top of it. I mean, just a terrible night for them.
Right. So if the Jets go to Tennessee Sunday.
I saw Sneaky Joe tweet this morning. Like, we're a Titans upset of the Jets away from feeling like
it's over.
I think they're just going to kind of cruise. I mean, New England's 1-0. Who do they have this week? The Seattle?
Seattle.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see about New England, but I mean, I don't, you know, you can be wrong. Who knows? Maybe they'll end up being a threat. I don't know, but I kind of doubt it. So, yeah, I mean, if somehow Tennessee can handle the Jets, you just saw Miami. It's early. A lot can happen, of course, but it looks already pretty different than we thought going in. I thought Miami would be more the Bills equal. And again, there's a lot of weeks to go here, but they're going to be down Tua at least for some period of time, if not the duration here.
Yep.
So that's a huge thing for them to be able to overcome. And we saw the Jets and Rodgers specifically look pretty ordinary, maybe at best, last week in San Francisco. Now, that's a very tough opponent, so we'll see what they look like. A lot of curiosity, I'd say. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what they look like against the Titans and what Rodgers looks like. I don't think he's going to be able to move around at all this year, but that doesn't have to doom them. I think it probably will, but it doesn't have to. So we'll see. But yeah, the division could look, man, after this weekend, I mean, who knows? The Bills could be just sitting real pretty.
Tennessee gave the Bears nothing. I don't know what that is yet. It's too early in the season to know. The Bears brand new quarterback and skill positions, but I mean, it was less than 3 yards per play. So maybe they're good. 803-0550, getting connected with the fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Here is Tony next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, fellas. It's a pleasure. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hey, I've been listening to you guys. I perceive a lot of the same offensive deficiencies. Like Bulldog, I'm not at all surprised Shakir's leading. I think at the end of the season, he's going to be our best receiver. It reminds me when I'm watching this team of the Eagles from a few years ago. It's like we're an offense by committee approach. And I just wondered if you guys, if we might run more two tight end sets like New England used to do, because I'm not ready to relegate Knox to just a blocking tight end. I mean, his freshman and sophomore year, he was trucking defenders, and that has tentacles. It fires the team up, gets the guys going. I'd like to see more of that. you guys. And then finally, I just wanted to add, I was at somewhat of a packed pub when Tua went down. The entire place went silent. For me, I fell for Tua after we lost to Miami a couple years ago, and him and Josh embraced after the game. It was like Tua was cradling Josh's head, whispering pleasantries in his ear. It really rubbed me the right way. I'm so hoping for a recovery for him, and I'm just so on the fence on what he should do with the future of his career. And, fellas, have you heard about Duck Hodges predicting Tom Brady signing with Miami?
I had not. I've lost touch with Duck, actually. So I have not heard of. I have not heard that.
Yeah.
Anything to get him out of the booth.
I echo. You know, I'm sure there was a very familiar scene in a lot of living rooms and bar rooms across the country. Whether you're Bills fans or Dolphins fans, just football fans, definitely felt. I mean, I don't want to exaggerate. You know, so but I felt a little nauseous watching that happen, knowing his history. You know, even. Not that it really mattered, but just the optics of it, that Hamlin is the one at the tackle point, it just was, it weighed heavily on me. I was watching with my son. His athletic career got undone largely due to concussions. It was emotional watching that last night with him. So, you know, I think a lot of people probably felt the same. Whether you have that experience or not, you know what, where he's been and what has happened to him in his career. So, yeah, all the best to him, really. It was tough to watch.
I don't have any, sorry, I guess I want to say, but like hot take or even mild on what he should do. I mean, that's such a personal thing. Who's to say? I do think he should be allowed to play. You know, I'm not one to go as far as just don't let him play anymore. I don't think it should be like that. I think the league should have, and I think it mostly does, serious, sometimes, you know, I think we sort of look the other way, but serious measures to be at least somewhat careful about guys like that. He wasn't going back in the game. And sometimes a guy gets hurt like that and they end up, or they used to end up going back in the game. So I don't think he should be prohibited from playing in the NFL, but I'd certainly understand either way what he, based on what he decides. You know, if he wants, this is what I do, and I hear you that later in life I'm going to have consequences probably, but these are young guys who are making a lot of money and have gotten to the point they're at by being sort of aggressive and confident. And kind of maybe blind to, like, you're always at risk of getting hurt in football. So you have to play, I think, with a certain level of, you know, blindness to that. I can't think about that. And all that kind of steers you toward he'll be back on the field, maybe. I mean, that's what happened this time after he had serious injuries, you know, a couple years ago with the Bills and then the Bengals game. So I don't think he should be banned or anything, but I'd certainly understand if he was done. And that would make sense, and I would respect it. Is that okay?
I think that's almost perfect. I don't even know what to add that? Other than that's...
I can't wait for my raise.
That's almost exactly how I feel about it. I wouldn't feel comfortable saying he better not play, he shouldn't play, because it is. It's a very personal decision he's got to make with his family. He did talk somewhat openly about, I think specifically he said his mom, you know, when this happened in the 22 season, you know, there was talk about giving it up. And he didn't. He came back and made it through last year unscathed, got the big contract, and now here we are. So, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, I think Mike...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
McDaniel, one of the things I think you can choose to really appreciate about him is how he sounds about this, which, you know, somewhat sounds like what you're saying. Like, give him room and just respect what he decides to do. You know, I don't really need Antonio Pierce telling everyone he shouldn't play anymore. Like, I appreciate that perspective from a former player and a current coach in the league, and anyone who's been through any amount of distress with concussions probably has strong feelings about it, but I think you have to give the athlete room, him and his family, to like do what they feel is ultimately best. I 100% agree that he should not be banned. Like, the league should not step in. If he gets healthy and is cleared and he wants to play, I don't think there is, nor should there be, a mechanism in place to stop him from doing that.
No, and that won't happen.
Right.
Like, legally,
right,
the league would not get ever to that point.
I don't think so.
So much of that injury is a gray area type stuff that I doubt they could ever get to a point where they'd be like, you've reached this level of concussion history, so that's it. I mean, I don't think it'll ever get there. John is next. Hi, John.
Hi, guys. Lifelong Bills fan. Love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Where do you live?
I grew up in Buffalo, then we lived in New York City for 18 years, and now we're in Detroit. Hmm. But we're still Bills fans with all our hearts.
All right.
Until time ends. Very happy with what we saw the last couple weeks, especially last night. It seems to me that they're playing very much like an ensemble, more so than I've ever seen recently, even though it's Josh Allen's ensemble. I think that's a very good sign. And I think that as the season progresses, they're going to get into a groove, and maybe you'll have one player snacks more than the other. But it seems like nobody's complaining, and everybody seems in balance, and I think that's a good recipe for success for this season.
Very good. Thanks, John. Bulldog, are you at all curious why I asked him where he lived?
Yes. Why did you ask him where he lived?
I just had an instinct that somebody who would identify themselves as lifelong Bills fan doesn't live in the area. Because I think everybody who does, it's sort of like a given.
It's implied. You don't need that on the business card.
Yeah, but if you lived out of town, you might sort of you would
lead with that.
You would say that to people that you meet. You know, they would know that about you. Like, you're the Bills fan in the office here in Detroit, Michigan. Right?
Good job picking up on that.
I didn't even really mean to. It just sort of just hit me. Maybe the guy's from out of town, which is great.
Good instincts.
The guy must have the internet.
I suppose.
That's an app.
Yeah. Right.
Something. Right. You can't get us as far as Detroit.
I don't think so.
I've listened to GR from Indiana. Maybe you have too, because you've been to Indiana.
Yes.
We do well going that west, that directional.
Yeah.
I think that's probably still how it is. I don't know. Thank you, John. Eric is next. Hi, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Eric. Thank you.
Hey, just wanted to touch on a point, Mike, when you were making about Tua, you know, kind of being banned, if you will, or not being allowed to play from the league standpoint. But I do think that there's a precedent for not being medically cleared to play, right? I mean, team doctors still have to sign off on that, correct?
Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what I said. If he gets cleared, which could take, you know, a week or a month, I don't know. But if he gets cleared, I don't think there's anything in place. I'm almost sure there's nothing in place that would prevent him from playing. I don't think the league could look at it and go, well, I know your doctor said he's fine, but he's had four concussions. Like, that's not how it works.
Right. Yeah, and then I did have another question about Coleman's usage last night. Do you think that it's just, you know, they're trying to get him some reps in terms of, hey, go see what's out there. Go see how you're being covered. And then, you know, we'll get you more reps as the season goes on. Because, I mean, the target seems a little low last night, but I wanted to get your guys' take on that.
Well, he was on the field a ton again in this game. But, yeah, not was not featured in the past. That almost sounds like it's not enough of a way to explain how little he was. He had one sort of desperation throw his way, and that was it. But he played as much as anyone, I think. I don't have it memorized
more,
here, but more, okay.
Than anybody, same as Allen
right.
and like the lineman.
Okay.
But more than any other receiver.
So
Cook was on the field for 21 snaps. 3 touchdowns, almost 100 yards rushing.
That's pretty productive.
21 snaps. I can't get over the snaps. 45. Again, the Bills have won 3 games since the 1960s when they have run 45 snaps or fewer in the game. 1986, 1990, last night. Like, that's it. They've played 25 or 26 games only. Many of them are gross losses because they just couldn't get first downs. Remember the game in 91 when you lost that, of course you do, that parlay against the Chiefs?
Yes.
You had like 15-game parlay and you get 14, right?
33-6.
33-6. That's one of these games.
Yeah.
The first game I ever went to is the all-time record since the Super Bowl, in the Super Bowl era for the Bills, fewest plays run, 39 against the Dolphins in the rain, 79 opener, 9-7, Dempsey. Like this last night does not happen in the NFL.
Yeah.
Where you run 45 snaps. The Dolphins ran, I think, 75 and lost by 3 touchdowns. Just, you know, maybe if you had, it's like that Romo Dallas Bills game where you have 6 turnovers or something and everything is one sided, but you still win. Like just one way or the other.
Yeah.
The Bills had 13 first downs, 247 yards. How does that stack up over the last 5 years? 247 yards. Allen rarely has games that low, and that's the whole offense.
Right.
Crazy.
That game in 91, I still think it's a little bit revisionist, but I think they did me a huge favor. Because like me at 26 years old with $10,000 in my pocket, I'm scared just thinking about the possibilities. Here now all these years later.
I'd like to sort of have some sort of flashback alternate reality thing where I could see it. I'd like to see it. You know, what would have happened there? Maybe you would have been good. Maybe you would have bought gold. I'm just putting it all in precious metals.
I might have bought some form of gold, but I don't think it would have been the kind you invested.
Interesting.
Yeah, no.
Interesting. Sal Capaccio at 4, Football Friday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. The Sabres play tonight. The quote Sabres play the quote Blue Jackets tonight in the Prospects Challenge. Our coverage will begin several minutes before 7. The game is at 7. Sabres play tonight, tomorrow, and Monday in that tournament. And this game's already going on this afternoon.
And they announced today that they're moving the Monday game was supposed to be that's a preseason game. It's now part of the
right.
tournament. It's next Monday. They play a preseason game against Columbus. That was going to be at 7, but they moved it to 5 because the Bills play Jacksonville at 7:30. Again, that's a week from Monday.
Right. Now, this Monday is already at 5,
right.
I think, in this tournament. Sal at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, Football Friday, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.